As we speak, in Burnford and surrounding areas, the area is without water. It was out without water for nearly the entirety of yesterday, and was without water last week as well. Now, I'll be on the radio quite regularly calling for greater investment in the infrastructure and water supply, and that's definitely needed. But my understanding that these problems recently have been fairly easy problems to fix, but we simply just don't have the staff on the ground. There's two caretakers in South Inishowen that have recently left Irish Water and haven't been replaced. So I've been calling quite publicly now in Irish Water, replace the staff, give the manpower that we need so we can fix these problems as quickly as possible, because people are at the end of their tether.
And, you know, it is quite shocking because it's leading to mass water outages. There's lots of people that are being left without, you know, vulnerable people and businesses as well, whenever it is something that could just be so easily resolved.
Look, this is 2025 in a wealthy country, and people in my community are very regularly going without water. That is absolutely unacceptable. If it was to happen maybe once a year, people might see it as an inconvenience, but this is far, far more than that. People are trying to get their children up to go to school. There's elderly people, there's sick people, there's businesses closing, there's people being sent home without wages for an entire day, and it's just happening so regularly that people are going absolutely mad, and rightly so, particularly if there's a solution to many of these problems, which is simply that Irish Water would replace the staff that have left. And if they can't do that, I would start to lose faith in that organisation completely. They need to replace the two staff that have left, and that would get these problems fixed much quicker, and people getting a water supply that would be just accepted or expected anywhere else.
So just remind me, how long is it since those staff members left, and how many water outages have there been since then?
It's well over a month since these two have been left, and they knew months in advance that they were planning to leave, so there was plenty of time to plan for this replacement. But since then, there's been regular outages in Drumfries, in the Illies, Burnfoot, Bray Road, Mahara Beg, Inch Island, Farm, and people are just not accepting it. Why is South Inishowen being so abandoned when there is a solution? Recruit the staff. These were long-serving, dedicated members of staff who've left Irish Water, and there's questions about that too. Why did they feel the need to leave Irish Water, and why are Irish Water now finding it so difficult to replace them?
And has there been any communication made with you as a local representative to say we're working on it at least?
No, myself and both Potter McLaughlin and myself have been writing to Irish Water, been in contact with them, asking for solutions, but to date they haven't been forthcoming, unfortunately.